And blessings! You're back with your boy Chef Seth in the kitchen for the first time in a long, long, long time. And what you see up there behind you is my epic IPA and super dank beers from around the world collection. We will do beer previews on the new show. Look out for the new show with Prince Pachow and your boy Chef Seth on a super awesome network near you. Produced by producer of Workaholics. So, today we are talking healthy snacks versus unhealthy snacks. So I just kind of went through my kitchen and I'm out here and there's no Whole Foods and there's no natural food stores. And so I'm kind of in a little bit of no man's land trying to do my thing. Still, you know, live decent, eat decent. So I'm gonna show you some healthy snacks versus unhealthy snacks. So I don't really have a lot here for healthy snacks. One thing that I like to munch on a regular basis that's healthy is hummus. Hummus is one of the oldest foods in the world. It's been created millions of years ago in places far away like Arabia, and it's a mixture of boiled chickpeas, water, spices, herbs, garlic, lemon. There's all sorts of flavors. You can find it at any of your local grocery stores. This is a good brand. You can find it most places, and it's tasty. This container is about $4. Let's see. Over here, on the unhealthy side, we have Hillshire Farm Little Smoky Sausages. Complete trash, made out of mechanically separated animal parts of all kinds. So the bottom of the trash can made into something that you eat and then smoked. Tasty. Unhealthy snack, though. All right. Keeping it moving. We got some Mayan Gold Chocolate from Green and Black Organic Chocolate Company. I would consider this a healthy snack. Chocolate is very high in theobromine, which is similar to caffeine, but not like caffeine in the sense where it leaves you feeling depleted afterwards. It gives you kind of a effervescent elevation experience without dropping you off on a plateau someplace later going, no, I'm crashing. So chocolate is very high in antioxidants, which will help extend your life and make you feel really good. This is a dark chocolate. I recommend dark chocolate over milk chocolate. Definitely healthier. Definitely can have a little bit in your diet every day to bring you a vibrant, amazing life. All right, back to the unhealthy snacks. And we have what the kids drink. This is Kool-Aid Jammers. It kind of reminds me of Capri Sun, and this little pouch has like 24 grams of sugar in it, and they give this to kids at the after school program, and it's definitely not healthy, it's definitely not natural, there's definitely not any juice in it, so I would recommend not feeding this to your kids. If you want an alternative, give them some apple juice. It's still high in sugar, but it's got nutrients in it. Organic if you can get it. All right. No on the Kool-Aid. Healthy snack. This is an applesauce cup. No sugar added. This is a good healthy snack for a kid when they're craving something that's unhealthy, like pudding. Snack packs. This pudding is so nasty that it doesn't even need to be refrigerated. You just eat it off the shelf. Things that make you go, This is another unhealthy snack that is provided by my girlfriend's daughter's after school program. They give these to the kids. Not a healthy snack. You want a good alternative? Here it is. Applesauce cup. Make sure you get the ones that are 100% organic and no sugar added. Healthy snacks. Throw these in your backpack on the go. A little granola. Crumbled granola, you get a little spoonful and just Also, you know, another good healthy snack is yogurt. Unfortunately, I don't have any here, but you can get all sorts of different ones. Less sugar, more sugar, no sugar. Unfortunately, I've learned recently that plain yogurt has a lot of sugar in it. So you better look at the label when you're getting some yogurt. I recommend organic. Get some organic granola. Crumble that in there. Throw your favorite nuts in. Some raisins. Very high energy, healthy snack. Lots of protein. Good, good, goody. Alright, so back to unhealthy snacks. And we have a box of Fruit Loops. They feed the kidrins these every morning. If I look over here to the right, and there's the cereal that my girlfriend buys for her children. We have peanut butter Captain Crunch. We got Oops All Berries. We got Reese's Pieces, Reese's Cereal. And we got Frosted Flakes. Now I understand kidrins, they love sugar cereal. I did too. Captain Crunch was one of my favorites. I really like Frosted Flakes. Dig them. And can't get enough Super Golden Crisp. It's got the crunch with punch. Yeah. But, you know, you gotta put on some better possibilities. I would recommend in the regular grocery store, Raisin Nut Bran. Definitely not super healthy, but 10 times healthier than the Fruit Loops. So, you know, as you've seen in earlier videos, it's a toxic world, so limit your toxic intake. So I could go to the store and I could eat Fruit Loops every time, or I could get some Raisin Nut Bran with fiber, real nuts, real raisins, a lot lower in sugar. You kind of gotta pick your battles and see where you can go. What? All right then, on to more healthy things. I have Vitamineral Green. Now this is a super awesome substance. It's got all sorts of greens in it and probiotics and amazingness. It's got over about 70 ingredients. It's got all these blue-green algaes. It's got a bunch of seaweeds. This stuff is just brimming with vibrant health. All you gotta do is get a glass of water, mix it up. Get a glass of juice, mix it up. Throw it in a smoothie. Put it into some raw granola bars. Make your green raw granola bars before you dehydrate them. There's not a lot of taste. So you can put it into all sorts of stuff to get your greens. Highly recommend Vitamineral Green. Vitamineral Green. HealthForceNutritionals.com. You can order it. You can buy it at Whole Foods. You can buy it at local stores near you if they serve healthy foods. All right, so on to the next. And McDonald's apple pie. Healthy or unhealthy? This is definitely an unhealthy snack. Completely processed, probably frozen in a box for its whole life, and then quick baked someplace, and then thrown into a box. We won't be eating those. Of course, whether you know it or not, we'll talk about it for a moment. Fast food, healthy or unhealthy? Unhealthy, that's right. Don't eat fast food if you don't need to. My suggestion is eat a salad. Have a burrito, a veggie burrito. Maybe a sandwich with some organic bread and some free-range meat and some organic cheese. That's a decent snack that you can grab some places. Let's see. I think that is all we have here today for healthy snacks versus unhealthy snacks. I will be researching this deeper and deeper and deeper as we go along. So thank you for riding with us and thank you for rolling with us. Big things to come. Pilots for TV shows, webisodes, coolness, rainbow colors, more superheroes, more villains, more awesomeness, more sawsomeness, more jittiness, jitty. So keep it jid. We out here. It's all the way live. You already know what it is. Chef Seth Pachow, Crunk Sauce Villains, Trap-A-Lot Mafia. What? Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for loving yourself. Peace.